witness here? Do I have any witness? I know what he's done for me. He was with Paul and Silas when they were in jail at midnight. Women that went down to the sepulchre early in the morning, and they were discussing among themselves. Said, who gonna roll the stone away? Do you know that story? Do you know what happened? When they got there, the Bible said the stone had been rolled away. I can do that all day. Put your hands together. You can't count sometimes on mom and papa, sister, brother. How many of you have ever gone to court and your lawyer didn't show up? Huh? Well, you can't put your confidence in man. You can't trust man, for he'll let you down. But he'll be there.
You know what I'm saying? So you're not comprehending right brain science. If I was to sit here and tell you some shit about tropy, what's a tropy, y'all wouldn't even know. That's because y'all not, you know what I'm saying, really putting your ear to the street, seeing what's going on, deciphering that shit, creating shit, you know what I'm saying, to block that shit, create shit to destroy that shit, and use what they did to create your shit. Y'all niggas ain't thinking like that. Fuck telling me about a chakra on a board. Nigga, take that off. Show me, take it off the board. Show me how I can use the chakras for my benefit. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is a chakra if I can't use it for my benefit? Take the education off of the board. That's left brain. And apply the left brain science with the right brain. I'm a right brain scientist. That's why, you know, I take the shit off the board. This is what the chakra shit mean, nigga. This is how you use your chakras. This is how you activate the Merkaba. So after you went through all of them niggas and all that little shit, then you gonna come to me. I'm the hardest nigga out here. You know what I'm saying? After you go through your initial conditioning and your initial what we said about, you know, don't eat meats or get back to nature. You went through all of that. You heard that from the 13th son. You heard that from the 13th son.
Nigga, I was straight up working for demons. No joke.
You was informed about little shit that I feel was perpetuation bullshit from other niggas that's in the conscious community.
Yeah, what you mean?
You went to, you know, you heard, you danced around a few people. And you finally went through all of that shit, you ended up on Dark Lord Yukili Osai's channel, which is 13, which is Trece Leikos Muka Astrology, which is, you know what I'm saying, I'm learning Spanish, nigga, so that's 13 Cosmic Law Astrology.
That don't sound like no Spanish to me, friend.
We can run at the speed of light. That's what I'm thinking right now. That's you know what I'm saying? When you get to my channel, it's over. You should have already got all of the little fucking training about what the Maccabi is. I get ferocious, but y'all are calculus, the allodocious. I go on and on and until a bright shell emerges on and. What the Kundalini is, what the chakras is, alien, fake ass aliens. You been through that introduction. Fake ass agent niggas. Fake ass secret societies. You know about the shamans. You know about the druids. You know about the Moors. You know about the Scottish rites. You know about, you know what I'm saying, so-called Illuminati. You know about the, you know about the so-called Illuminati. You know about the so-called, you know about all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Take the spookism off of it. You know about all of this, the so-called. You know what I'm saying? You know about the Moors. You know about Wicca. You know about Santeria. You know about Yoruba. You know about all that shit. You know about whatever the fuck it is. You see, and all that little small shit. That's why the other MCs can't swing. I stomp them out just like I want. Stepping on roaches. I get ferocious. My calculus, the allodocious. I go on and on and until a bright shell emerges on and. Cause I'm a pimp, here the primp, in the terror, bringing terror. I'm ready, willing, and I'm able. So bust, boom, never use a shop, I got my boom. Cooling out with the clippers right around. Wait, they keep a fresh yo, cut, day. It's like that, it's like that, of the that, it's like that. Cause I'm a prosecutor. Take man. I'm cross-examining you, my man. The judge and jury, release the theory. The verdict that I bring you is you is a flurry. You see, the name Kane is superior to many people. It ain't body equal. I hate to brag, but damn, I'm good. And if mics were a gun, I'd be Clint Eastwood. And if rap was a game, I'd be MVP. Most valuable poet on the MIC. Or if rap was a school, I'd be the principal. Oh, f*** it, the Kane is invincible. To be specific, I may die one day, but my rhymes will remain like a hieroglyphic. It's a certain special skill that takes much practice. I got it good, apparently you lack this. So in turn, sit back and learn. Listen close, this is for your own concern. Let me show you exactly how it's properly done. Light, camera, action. A rap pro, do a show, good to go. Also, cameo, afro, virgo, domino, I go, Rambo, Gigolo, Romeo. Friday night, spend money on a hotel to get a good night's sleep. I'm keeping in step, now do I come off? Yep.
What's up? My name is MC Lati, and when I'm not chilling with the RE Posse and the Chilltown Posse, I'm adding flavor with Cool DJ Red Alert on 98.7 KISS.
You know,
ripping and peeping, I'll add a flavor so you can stick your teeth in. Three beats a bitter, that's why I got rid of some crews, but that's so new, now I'm with a heavy bunch of hardcore, staring up the hardcore. Grab the jar, carry on and pour a glass for yourself and one so I can sip on. Walk on the stage and put a no-slip grip on. Don't like you hung and tight, say you're robbing your pipe. I feel like rocking to the speed all night, that's life. But I'm not quite through with it. It's kinda hard to stop, cause I'm new to this. It's got me hooked, too strung out, you can't imagine it. Some friends of mine who took time to be critics, to stop listening and learn the man did it. Work is out, working out to the utmost. To get it close up, you gotta move up close. The drum is full of pain and your dad's a waver. Hands to the band, he's kicking the flavor.
Cool DJ Red Alert, the 45 King.
Enough to get you to the fourth dimension, and when you get to me, it's because you're ready to come into the fifth dimension.
Yeah.
always say. Did I ever forget to mention that you can't unstop me or clog me or I'll fuck me? And you know what I said, it said, I wrong me. Yeah. When it comes time, dig it, and I dig it too. And I really do it.
I know I don't know that I'm ready to do.
Get ready to come to the fifth dimension. I ain't dealing with motherfuckers who I'm not finna sit up here and spend 5 hours like other niggas and break down shit that you should have already knew by the time you got to me. I'm not finna sit up here like, you know, Bobby Heenan is one of my teachers. But I'm not finna sit up here and break down the temples of Egypt or of Kemet, Dark Lord Yukiti Osiland, with you like he would. He'd take you all through the temples of Dendrum. See, he'd take you all through the temples of Esther. He'd take you all through the temples of, you know what I'm saying, Akhenaten. And he'd tell you who built each temple and shit. He'd take you through the temples of that Ramesses had built. He'd do all kind of shit. Take you step by step through each temple and saying this was written on this pillar and this is what they were doing in, at this time, and this is how you was living with palm trees around so you knew we was tropical. This is how you know what I'm saying, he'd break down the whole science. But to me, you should have already went through all of that. I'm not finna show you no ruins. I'm gonna show you how to take the ruin and completely destroy every thought or every paradigm or every threat and every fake ass hologram of the police, government, and military, all those fake ass holograms, to successfully destroy all of that shit. And then after you destroy this shit, you know what I'm saying? To take that formula, destroy all holograms of the police, all holograms of the military, all holograms of, you know what I'm saying, the government, all holograms is just fake shit. To take that, you know what I'm saying, and then after you destroy every threat, every secret society and all of that shit, to take that same information and use it to build your shit, to establish your paradigms or your worlds and civilizations and shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm all about. So I'm not finna sit up here and teach you about the temples. Nega 36. I'm not finna sit up here and teach you about the temples. You know what I'm saying? I got my Elohim's police in my earth right now. I got my Nephilim's police in my earth right now. You know what I'm saying? Life is good. You know what I'm saying? I can speak about the platform and speak up. Queens will only get dropped. You still telling lies to me. Everybody's talking about juice proof money, but you're still telling all is suck. Sit back, Dark Lord, ruler of the dark world. Elohim, motherfucker, I'll be spinning fire. You know what I'm saying?
I think give a super shout out to D-Nice, Melody, MC Boo, ICU, Scholar Rock Jr., Ultra Magnetic, Eric B., Dear Tima, Rakim. Peace.
We out of here!
Telling y'all more. That beast is dope. Dope.
Yeah.
This is KRS-One.
I
can sit back and I can sit back and live on top of the world because I'm committed to it. Times. My thoughts are physical. I'm creating universes. I'm telling niggas, drop out the universe and create your own shit. Why would you want to be a part of the universe? Take your energy out of deep and out. Because that's still consciousness, and that traps, you know what I'm saying, this divine energy from running through your body. And from with that energy in their paradigm, what you're doing is, but it's good because you can still benefit from some of the shit that's in their paradigm if you're not ready to destroy that shit and let go. You can still benefit from some shit that's in their paradigm. But yo, I'm telling you, life is topical. It's way more topical than some shit that they're telling you about, yo. That you can create elements. You don't have to be stuck on earth.
So I never ask anybody ever again a similar question again. I
atoms, protons, electrons, neurons, particles, molecules. We don't deal with none of that shit when you get up there. When you get up there, we only deal with shit like fiber optics. We deal with different kind of cosmic energies. We deal with different kind of what you call tropies. A tropie is harder than all of that shit. And we deal with tropies and how fast your tropies are, how united your tropies are, you know what I'm saying? And how just how much you know. That's what's going on right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
This is the shit that's what's going on right now. You gotta, because when you get into the fifth dimension, nigga, you got gods like, nigga, you got Elohims like myself and above, not even Elohim. You got, cause I'm the thought, I'm so Nephilim on these niggas that I'm what y'all niggas scared of. Y'all niggas still think that Nephilims is demigods. That's how dumb these niggas is over here. Y'all niggas, you know what I'm saying? Niggas still, they got niggas dumbed down with the smart revolution, or the smartphone, smart TV, smart this, smart all that bullshit. They got niggas dumbed down with that shit. Nigga, fuck all that. What you gotta do is, you gotta bring this shit back to reality, yo.
No spray. The notorious Just Ice has just gunned down one man up in the Bronx. News later at 11 o'clock. Sin. Suicide, it's a suicide. What do I have? Suicide, it's a suicide. Suicide, it's a suicide. What do I have? Suicide, it's a suicide.
high. Heat up productions always recite rhymes. The ones that chase us be like two steps behind. Cause we write the record, stepping rockin' every time. Like poetry soup, I'll hoe and listen to my nine. I don't eat flesh, no type of meat of any kind. But you eat meat, better known as also swine. But some eat swine, better known as also pork. They stab it and they stab it till they get it on their pork. The first one to say there's nothing wrong with a pig. But haven't you seen the way this animal lives? Why I say it's suicide, it's a suicide. What am I by? Suicide, it's a suicide. Suicide, it's a suicide. What am I by? Suicide, it's a suicide. Coming justice in. Mr. Coming justice in. Move your body, just as KRS up in the vicinity. I'm not want to be down with no sucker. Only believe it's rotten like the gutter. Meaning mother, father, who can chop it like champion. We bring the KRS so we will get the job done. The ears upon the speaker, standing tall and ready. Hatch upon the desk, I'll lick speed 1060. Just upon the mic, standing tall and proud. The girls that listen to me, talk it strong and loud. Coming from my town in the uptown Bronx. I'm put upon the just know what they're talking about. Move your body. Move your body. Because the KRS are bringing me 7 minutes. You move your body. Because the KRS, when I'm down with big dip, it's in the
gotta bring this shit back down to reality. In reality, you know what I'm saying? What you have to do is you have to, you know, in reality, nigga, what you gotta do is you gotta use what you know. Apply that shit. When you get to the fifth dimension, you'll see raw niggas like myself, Dark Lord Yukidio Sai, ruler of the dark worlds, nigga, manifesting shit, nigga. You'll see, nigga, we not even talking about low dimensional shit like robot cars. Machines, nigga, we talking about creating entire universes. Nigga, we sit back and create universes. And then, nigga, laugh about, nigga, who got the hardest universe and the shit that niggas created that was raw. That's the shit we doing right now. We create universes on these niggas. That's
how we do on this show, too. CKUT 90.3. You heard some original music done by me, Tony E, directed to cassette tape. You also heard some little bits of things from 1986 of DJ Red Alert and KRS-One. Hey man, we heard all kind of things. We just having fun, but we ain't. This is very serious now.
That's why I'm telling niggas, I don't care. Don't go through life, nigga, all technical and shit. Get back to nature, and then, you know what I'm saying? Don't go through life all programming and shit. Get back to nature, and then when you get back to nature, right? When you get back to nature, use that and start creating. Nigga, create all kind of shit, bro. Create all kind of different colors in your reality. Wait for another nigga to create some shit for you. You create the colors that you want to see in your reality. Look, they're not just five basic colors and then nine colors that you can get from that. There's no, if you don't wait for somebody to create a color and define a color for you. You know what I'm saying? I gotta take these tags off these lighters. I don't do a bark. We can run at the speed of light. Motherfuck bark. We can run at the speed of light. We don't do a bark. We can run at the speed of light. You know what I'm saying? I don't deal with these bark calls. I cut that shit off because that's that wounded beast, that nigga that I don't like. You know what I'm saying? So I don't do that. But if you look at these cheap ass lighters, whoever gave me these, you know what I'm saying? Wherever they came from, they're colorful. You gotta create your own colors. What you have to do is you have to get to a point in your life, yo, where you just say, fuck it, you can't define nothing else for me. I won't let nobody define nothing else for me. I will only be around like-minded beings. I will change the people, places, and things in my life, period. When you get to the point to where society starts really teaching, you can look at what's going on in society, and society is going to tell you the truth. Society is telling you the truth. You can look at what's going on in society and then know what direction you want your life to go in. Or you know, if you want to follow society.
Man, back in 2013, but not anymore.
Society is going to tell you the truth. Fuck, society is going to tell you if it's bad or if it's good. So you
it's
can
straight
listen
up
to society.
Bad now.
Society
Turns
is
out.
Telling you, nigga, that
it's 2020. We see all now. You killing your side.
That's what society is telling you. You gotta do it.
You can't tell us shit no more.
To not contract diseases. Just don't even deal with niggas. I teach my crew to be able to spot disease when you see it on somebody's body. Nigga, you should be able to spot disease when you see it on somebody's body. Nah, that's disease. I don't want to deal with that being right there. That's disease. And don't even contract that person. Don't even, you know what I'm saying? Don't even engage with that person or establish no contracts with them. Nah, nigga, I don't agree to those terms and conditions. And if I didn't create you, if you're not a person, place, or thing in my life that I've created, then I don't give a fuck about you. Period. You know what I'm saying? If I didn't create you, I don't give a fuck about you. If I didn't create you, I don't give a fuck about you. That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying?
And his water and the need. I mean, they were talking only this week, I think, on one of the NASA things about exploding nuclear bombs there to try and get the water in the atmosphere.
Well, it seems that they've already done that. There were two massive explosions which caused so much damage on Mars, and a lot of people were evacuated from there to here.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. Well, how many years ago? About 4 years ago, was it, that there was a big flash on Mars?
Oh, yeah, about 4 years ago, Julie Phelps.
A dust storm which was all around it, I think.
No, this was like a big flash. I remember them showing it on sort of closed sites, some of the sites that I was on. It was like the whole Mars used to light up. So I don't know what happened there.
You know that living has three and the seeds are fear. We're people that are ready to get killed with the old way, kill your way. Make sure they did it. You got loose on the brew, yeah. But the real deal juice in the power of the glory. The true story, true story.
Can you give any sort of reference to numbers on the Facebook closed group? I mean, are there 10 people there, 50?
No, there's about... They're not all SSP. Some of them are researchers, but there's about 3,000. It's going up.
And who are the researchers? I mean, are they something... Are these people that we can access outside or would like to be or could be accessed?
Well, I think you're wrong. I think your name's in the group, actually.
I am?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the Secret Space Program group. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. Well, I don't know.
Yeah!
Because it's like, you know, Max was a member.
Yeah.
Tony's a member. You know, Tony Rodriguez.
Right.
You know, there's all people. I don't want to mention
names. Tony Rodriguez, his what? Is he for free? No, that's a different one.
No, he's...
Yeah.
Did I
just interview him? It was nice to know I'm on a site. I probably joined years ago. I'm just so busy. Such a busy man. Right.
Yeah.
And, so, what's the situation? You're Northwest, the whole Lake District thing. Have you talked to any of the further, of the investigators here, David Monker or anybody like that?
I haven't spoken to any. Last weekend I was going to go for a conference, but I got really ill, so I couldn't go. So that was all to do with, because I'm on ongoing. I'm still in the Secret Space program.
Yeah.
So I am getting absent time, and it was only last weekend that I actually recalled something because there was an incident. So
what do you call an incident? Is that somebody having a crash on the M4, or is it what's an
no,
incident?
What I recall is a transport ship that was in was hit by Draco, and that we were all shook up in the ship, but it wasn't destroyed. And I was really shaken up last weekend. I wasn't very well. My whole body was
me either, Julie.
Around. But I recall, normally I wouldn't recall anything, but I also recall the reason they give us mind wipes is because if the Draco get hold of us, they can't read our minds because they've already wiped them. So it's like a strategic...
are we sort of now in open revolt, or are we about to sort of try and grab back the planet? How does that work?
It's a very delicate balance. It's like... the Pleiades chips around the Earth, but they can't sort of invade as such openly because of galactic rules and things. And also, it's partly to us to do our own bit, everybody, every one of us, to break free of this control system. So it's not just them, it's up to, down to us as well. But they're trying to control the Draco's, body part and stuff like that. They're trading that sort of thing. So that's what... It's like a Cold War. It's like skirmishes up there. It's not now war. Not at the moment. Anyway.
Well, where do the body part things come from? I mean, it seems that a certain truck going to Northern Ireland with Vietnamese people who was part of that trade. If you are across the news in the UK... A Northern Ireland truck driver has been prosecuted for the death of about 37 people, but they were dead already.
Shut up, Miles! Let her talk!
Frozen was interesting. It was me and my husband experienced an abduction by Draco, and we were... And I sent you the link to it exactly where the spot is.
Yeah.
It's near the radio...
Radar Hill or something?
Radar Hill, that's
near
it.
Dulcie.
I've been there, good old Radar Hill.
Location again, because it was on my other computer that got fried, but I actually managed to find it again this week. And you can see there's a mound there that's very odd, and that looks like an entrance.
It looks like a crashed saucer or a huge bunker.
It's more of a bunker.
Or a warehouse of some kind.
That's what it looks like, and then... What I remember is even you can see on there, this is a warehouse and what looks like piled up fencing. It was a temporary zone, it wasn't a permanent location. And there was no humans there, there was only Draco there. And they were like, they lined up this fencing right into that shed, except for a little gap just before we got there. And they were like, all the people on the line were in hypnotic states. And they were like butchering them or doing something horrific in there. They were definitely dying in there. But it was not just me. My husband recalled it at the time as well. He saw different things, but that's the reason I don't eat meat anymore, because I'm not eating meat after that.
Yeah.
Because the Draco said to me, he says, when he picked us out the line, because we came out of the hypnotic state, And he did, mind to mind, he said, don't judge yours because you eat me. And that stuck in my mind, and has stuck in my mind ever since, because I thought about that deeply, and I thought, yeah.
She's not doing all the farming, though.
At the time. And after that, every time I try to eat
meat, she's not messing with the nutrients in the soil, messing it up to get the dietary stuff from the vegetables, though. She's not doing that. Maybe it's Draco doing that.
Don't eat any mammals. I do eat some fish, but I don't eat any.
Yeah.
I can't eat any mammals after that.
So that means if it's near Dulcie, there must be a certain amount of you must have a certain amount of permission to be there. And I mean,
I don't know what permission they got, but there were no humans witnessing that, except they were in the lineup. There was only Draco. There was no humans.
So I could sell a piece of plastic to make some fake-ass non-existent type of people profit off of that. And they sure do enough get fat. And the things they claim not to eat, you know they eat that. You know what I'm talking about. A lot of us probably know those too. But this ain't no lynch mob. That's just what they would want us to do. And say, see, I was always right about you. gonna do it. Because the whole world knew that. You know they sure know through it. And you are lying when I tell them lies. And all them ways I was so despised. They're gonna come through and they're gonna, ain't gonna rule nothing no more, my friend. And are you? Not you. And when I say not you, all I can be talking about is me. And all I'm saying is mine.
Welcoming you, the distinguished audience, to another edition of the Full Circle Show. I hope you and your family will be blessed this morning. Special greetings goes out to Kai Kindu and family. Also wishing you and your family the best of health, both physical and spiritual, during this worldwide pandemic. Musical selection this morning includes Jerry Iris, Jakarta, Karamanti, Luton Fire, Jalex, Jacure, Brother John, Steel Pulse, Yabono, and Vern Maton. The long-range forecast today, the 2nd of February, scattered flowers 2 degrees, on Thursday 0 degree, Friday scattered flowers minus 9 degrees, on Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds minus 14 degrees. Sunday, cloudy with sunny breaks minus 7 degrees. And on Monday, a few flurries minus 5 degrees.